Hello, I'm Ben Thorpe with your WCMU Evening News Roundup for this Monday, November 30th. The legislature's post-election lame duck session begins on Tuesday. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has asked lawmakers to approve a package of up to $100 million in a relief and stimulus package. Republican leaders have not tipped their hand. But State Representative Donna Lisinski is a Democrat, says that money is needed to help people deal with the economic consequences of COVID-19.
That relief package needs to be targeted. It needs to be strategic. It needs to be focused on our small businesses, and it needs to be focused on our working families who are struggling right now.
Lisinski says the package should include boosting unemployment benefits and permanently extending the current cap of 20 weeks of payments to 26 weeks. But the decision will be largely up to Republicans who control the legislature now and will continue to do so in the new session that begins in January. With the jobless rate in Michigan rising due to the coronavirus pandemic, state Democrats are making a push to permanently expand and increase unemployment benefits. West Michigan State Representative Terry Szabo says action was needed even before the pandemic.
These bills would strengthen unemployment protections and expand benefits, allowing workers to focus on finding a new job without worrying about how they can pay their bills or put food on the table. Unfortunately, these bills have not moved since we introduced them back in 2019.
The federal government has issued guidance that benefits be set at 66% of the average weekly wage. Michigan's unemployment benefits have been capped and are currently just below 40% of the average weekly wage. State employees are to work from home for two additional months because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Lester Graham has this report.
Earlier this month, Michigan citizens were ordered to limit gatherings, wear masks in public and at all gatherings, and high schools and colleges moved to distance learning, among other restrictions. Workplace safety officials say any employees who are able to work remotely right now should be. Now, State of Michigan employees will work from home, if feasible, until at least March 1st, according to an email first reported by Gongwer News Service. With the highest COVID infection rate in Michigan so far going on this month, and nearly 9,000 deaths attributed to the pandemic, public health officials are begging people to do what they can to slow the spread. I'm Lester Graham.
The state's Dam Safety Task Force today discussed how to better protect residents from dam collapse, like the failure of the Edenville and Sanford dams earlier this year. Bill Rustum is with the task force. He says dam owners need to be held responsible for all dam maintenance.
We want to make certain that the dam owner understands that he or she is responsible for the maintenance of that dam. And then we know that there are going to be some orphan dams out there that that are going to require some funding. So we want to create a dam safety emergency fund. Frankly, don't have an idea other than general fund for how we get that.
Task force members noted the state should prioritize its five high-hazard, poor-condition dams. The recommendations will eventually be part of a report presented by the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. Detroit's mayor says both Michigan and the nation as a whole face significant hurdles in providing vaccinations for COVID-19 once they become available. Quinn Kleinfelter has this report.
The rate of coronavirus infections is surging across the country, but Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says residents in the city have helped keep cases of COVID-19 in check far more than those in suburban areas, in part because he says Detroiters make it a point to wear masks. Yet Duggan said on the CBS show Face the Nation that taking the next step and vaccinating people against the virus will be a lengthy process.
Vaccinate 5,000 a day, you're still talking 3 or 4 months, and that's the same challenge everybody in the country's got.
Duggan says the city will use the TCF Center and parking structures outside downtown sports stadiums as sites to administer the vaccine to help shelter residents from the cold. He says the vaccine will initially go to first responders and then people 65 and older who are especially at risk from the virus. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
And finally, the Upper Peninsula lawmaker Tom Casperson lost a 2-year battle with lung cancer on Sunday. Nicole Walton has this report.
Casperson came to politics in 2003 from his Escanaba family's truck driving business, serving in the state house until 2008. He became a state senator in 2011 and was term limited out in 2018. The Republican was known for his conservative stance on regulation and taxes, but he also voted against right-to-work legislation in 2012. Senate Republicans issued a statement Sunday night calling Casperson a titan of the Upper Peninsula. Tom Casperson was 61 years old. I'm Nicole Walton in Marquette.
And that is your WCMU Evening News Roundup for this Monday, November 30th. I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for listening.